So anyways, we have Mike and Erica from Uncommon Collective, which is an exciting event. Oh, excuse me. That was a good intro too.
I know.
All right. What's up, everybody? We are back with another edition of the Ad Podcast coming to you from CES. It's day four. We've been having a great time this week and it's almost over, but we have an exciting guest for you guys. Last but not least, Erica and Mike from the Unplugged Collective. They are throwing one of the funnest parties, thought leadership, events, exclusive VIP behind the scenes, touch point at cultural moments throughout the year. Things like CES, things like Cannes, things like Possible, and all the things. So thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been one hell of a week.
I know, right? Yeah. So tell us a little bit about you guys. Tell us a bit about yourselves and what you guys do, and then let's get into what you guys did this week at CES. Who wants to go first?
I mean, I knew we usually say ladies first, but I'm going to let Mike go first.
No, yeah. You always make me go first. This time you go first.
Yeah. Fine. So I'm Erica Fieldman. I'm the co-founder and CMO of Unplugged Collective. We like to say we're an experiential networking company that like to build human first experiences that maybe make you feel like you're at a corporate event.
I love that.
You know, we want you to forget you're at a corporate event, make friends, because that drives better business. And, you know, my background is in media and strategy and advertising. I worked in publishers. I worked in creator. And I've worked with brands across the board.
Love it. So, Mike, what did you guys do this year?
Oh, too much. No, actually, or did we not do enough? Like all of things, right?
It's a little bit of everything.
Look, I mean,
always comes too fast, goes too fast, but
it does, right? Yeah. All the planning, and then all of a sudden it's here in a blur, and then you go next week, and we're gonna be a little depressed that it's over, but also happy because it was one hell of an amazing week. And thank you to everybody who came out, supported all of our partners as well. Because, look, I mean, we welcomed invitation requests from well over 1,600 people this week, and hosted 5 different events. We've recorded interviews with more than 21 people.
Wow.
We're sitting on this podcast.
Yeah, let's go.
Endless meetings. Mm-hmm. And somehow we also found time to eat and sleep. And
just barely.
And just barely make it through. But it's been incredible. You know, I mean, getting into this, like my background's also publishing, ad tech as well, commercialization buy side or sell side, and product marketing, and, you know, building and being part of the circuit and realizing, hey, like, stuff needs to stop being fucking boring.
I love that.
Stop doing things that are ordinary.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Because, you know, when you meet people, you want to be remembered. When you meet others, you want to remember them. But if you're doing the monotonous things, if you're doing the stuff that you're just phoning in, you're not going to remember them. Mm-hmm. You're not going to say, oh, I want to double click on that. And a lot of people hide behind what their business does. They don't show their personality. Mm. And it's because the atmospheres aren't built to help that be.
It doesn't facilitate that.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we build, as Erica said, these human first relationship focused experiences and the community. And ultimately, it's all about unplugging from the ordinary so we can do the extraordinary.
I love that. So you guys both come from the buy and sell side of the equation, you in the creator economy and working at agencies, you on the sell side with companies like Jukin. What was the thing that bothered you most about events, and why did you think you guys, like, that's kind of an interesting pivot. So, like, what was the thing that bothered you most about what you were seeing, and what was the thing that you intended to set out to be very different?
I'd say 90% of events or gatherings were, hey, go to a bar, let's drink and just stand around.
Yeah, just kind of, or, like...
And you don't even drink.
I don't drink. I mean, I used to.
I don't drink either. Yeah, so, like, I'm 100% on board with you. Yeah. Like, one thing I liked about this week, I went to Vayner and they didn't serve alcohol. They served alcohol later in the evening, but like for like the daytime stuff, it was no alcohol.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense, but like there's definitely events you can get alcohol like first thing in the morning, right? And like, as you know, guys like us that are sober, 11 years for me, I think a lot of media people, you know, like having an endless expense account and being able to party as much as you want for so many years, like we end up by default having to stop at some point. But I feel like more and more brands are thinking about the wellness aspect of like experiences, and how do you do something that, like, you know, makes you feel more refreshed and like you can get through these long weeks versus like making you more tired because you're, you know, adding to the alcohol count or the notches in your belt. But are you guys thinking about that kind of wellness component as well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we see this so much in the creator economy. Wellness is being bundled in with beauty holistically. Mm-hmm. And this younger generation doesn't drink as much. They're so much more invested in their longevity and their health and anti-aging, and they're doing preventative measures. And that doesn't just go from an external point of view, that also goes from internal. Mm-hmm. And bringing that, not only you bond in a different way, but you feel better. Mm-hmm. You're going to be better. And we'd love to like bring that element in. And we talk about that. We did meditation at Possible last year. Fun.
And you guys also had pickleball rackets at Possible. Like, yes. I don't know if people actually played, but I feel like that's like a really good opportunity where you're like elevating your blood pressure, you're getting your endorphins up, and it just kind of like bonds you to people when you're like doing like a shared activity around like something that like gets your blood pressure up.
Yeah, we have some friends in the industry who do like physical fitness type events, and we've been talking about how can we partner and make mm-hmm. this a bigger event, and then even maybe possibly bringing in some wellness brands to be part of it.
Love that.
We actually did a women's brunch on Tuesday, and we had Rock Skincare as a partner, and they gifted a bunch of products.
Nice.
And we were like in my retinol era type of vibe, you know? It was really fun, and we want to really bring that in and help people do that. Cause you know, one of my favorite things that I got at Cannes last year was also electrolytes, the branded electrolytes, you know, and I had a whole conversation at Pinterest today about like a creatine and electrolytes and like getting all the, like, and CMOS.
NAD, peptides.
Yes. And it's like one thing to also do it, but it could be a fun way to do an activation that also educates on it as well.
I kept passing the IV blood bag guys like in the lobby of the Cosmo. I'm like, if I had 5 seconds, I'd go in there just to get the content from it.
I may have had an IV on Sunday.
Nice. Let's go. Let's
IVs are the best way to get a 30-minute meeting.
I know. Yes. Right? Hey, that's a great idea.
Take them and lock them in.
Yeah. Forced exposure, essentially.
Yeah. But I mean, like during advertising week, we brought in Glam Squad and we did beauty appointments and glam appointments in the morning.
Yeah. So
it was an amazing bonding experience. People's executives sat next to each other, getting their hair blown out, getting makeup done, learning about each other, mm-hmm. and then coming out to a breakfast that was all about the power of women in this industry.
So good.
So, you know, it's, again, as we mentioned, it goes back to human first. Mm-hmm. You can do passion-based, focused content and still wrap business around it and mm-hmm. still make it valuable for the business. It's just a matter of having purpose and intention.
I love that. And you guys are great about understanding that these events aren't just physical touch points, which are obviously a very important one, but you guys are also thinking of these as content engines. You guys shot 21 interviews yourself this week. How important is the content strategy, being intentional about that, and making sure that you guys walk away with a bunch of content to touch the people who didn't get to come to CES?
Well, working in the creator space a bit and working particularly in short form video strategy, mm-hmm. I understand everything kind of needs to have this content like package aligned with what it does, especially in real life events, because while the events may have been impactful and they may have been great and everyone may have been fun, you can't have that same like extension and impact if you can't put it out into the world mm-hmm. to show what you're talking about, how valuable it's come, or see how many people have had fun. And it's just the influencer culture, the creator culture that you need to be seen. Mm-hmm. And even though you're doing something really great in this room, you want people to know you did something really great in this room. So when we do content from like a discussion point of view, we pull out really key moments and we push that out. We also have a full studio that we build. This year at CES, our studio flooded last night. It was really great.
Never a dull moment.
And then we package like full content packages. So we cut assets for our clients from those moments. And then obviously we have the On the Ground series that Mike and Stephanie Beach are hosts of, which is Conversations, where we interview thought leaders across the industry.
I love it. And how fast are you trying to push that content out? Because last year I had video on day 3 of CES from day 1 be the most viewed video that I had on LinkedIn last year, still holds the record on my content, at least. How fast is like speed an element of that?
I mean, speed's important. Yep. When we first started doing content, speed was not our friend mm-hmm. By any means.
It's getting better though, right?
It is getting so much better. Mm-hmm. And it is a team effort, right? Between finding the people, choosing who we're going to bring on camera, getting everybody scheduled, which is always fun
to
do.
It's a tough one too, yeah.
Planning everything. And I tell you, it has been a team of 5 of us, like Erica, myself, Stephanie, and Stephanie on Steph's team, and Leonella is on our team, just pulling us all together, plus Laura, who's our editor. six people to bring all this together, like in countless hours just to plan it out. I mean, look, we have content distribution planned now until we hit possible. So, that's and awesome. Also asking people to take time out of their day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show up to a location where we are, come film. You know how this goes all day long too, right? And them trusting us with not just their time, but with their likeness.
Yeah, and with their image and their thought leadership and their personal brand.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes their corporate brand.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and some amazing, amazing people that we talked to this week. And it's just incredible conversations. I was talking to somebody last night, the last one we filmed. And I'm pretty sure, like, Eric, I might kill me when I say this, but I'm pretty sure that one is going to take a few hours to upload because it was well over 40 minutes of conversation.
Let's go.
And as we finished it, their PR team that was there said, I wish that kept going. We need that to be long. Like, so
that's amazing.
You know, you get in these conversations and it's just,
sometimes it just rolls.
Right? Oh yeah. You know,
well, there's a reason people are sitting around and watch 5-hour podcasts now. Like, you know, if you're really interested about something, you can spend some time going deep on it. So
definitely
love it. All right. If people want to get involved, what's the next stop?
Well, easy to find us on LinkedIn. My name is Mike Richter. This is Erica Fieldman. Hopefully you're to see that here on screen as well, so that we don't have to spell it out. But you can also go to unpluggedcollective.com, click get in touch with us. We love chatting. We love getting creative. And the most important thing about how, you know, when we create these experiences is we don't do things off the shelf. Mm-hmm. We don't do things cookie cutter. It is, we halfway build it before we sell it. And then the second half is built after it's sold.
In collaboration with a partner.
I love that.
Yeah. And when it comes to content, something that we're really trying to focus on is like building something that could be engaging and valuable. Being like, okay, we know what your product is. Like, I know, but now we need to know what your target is. And like, what do they need to learn? What do they want to learn? What's going to get them in this room and feel like this was a valuable moment for them to come and listen to you talk for 30 minutes? And, you know, that's something that's really important to us, because one thing I think we all see in the industry is a lot of these events have become a little pitchy.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of sales guys out there doing the hustle.
And I understand it. Like, I really do. But it's, what is it? Like, niche is the new mass.
Yeah, yeah.
And
riches are in the niches.
Yeah. And to, you really need to make something valuable. And to do that, you need to listen.
Yeah.
I think, what is it? The smartest people in the room are the ones that speak the least.
Yeah, I like that one
because
too.
They're the ones that are listening to you, so they can really digest and they can take in what you're saying to understand where they can tackle.
Yeah. And I've never done a deal at any event in my entire career, so that should never be the expectation. These are places to build relationships and then follow up.
Oh yeah. I think at our supper club dinner on Tuesday night, I think everyone in that room forgot they were at a corporate event.
Oh, I love
it
that.
Was wild, because it was also a variety show. We had like a cow drag queen.
Wait, don't give away our secrets, Jen.
Oh my God. Oh, okay, that's just a little tease. But you know, we made it really, really fun, and everyone was screaming and clapping and really engaged. And I think it was just like a bunch of friends out in Vegas for
so
the week.
Good,
yeah.
So good. Awesome.
The thing I loved about it is you go to a corporate dinner or any hosted dinner, you sit there, you get the lulls in conversation. Mm-hmm. 3 hours feels like 16 hours.
Yep.
And you just want to leave.
The dinner, you don't want to be rude. And,
right. The dinner Tuesday night it was 2 hours. It felt like 30 minutes, but it felt like we had 5 hours worth of conversation.
Oh my gosh.
So like, look, if you're looking for a dinner to really change, you know, really change it up, get out of the ordinary, as we say, call us.
What's next on the marketing calendar? Where can people expect to find the next event popping up?
Definitely during Possible. Down in Miami.
Yep, let's
go. We'll be in Cannes Lions and Advertising Week.
Ad Week.
And then we might have a few other surprises.
Might get some surprises before then.
I guess you'll see. But those are the
tackles. Those are the guarantees.
Those are the guarantees.
Awesome.
We have some like smaller partner events that we'll do like locally and then some other things we're discussing with people. But those are our
love it. Well, thanks for always keeping me on the list, and we'll look forward to seeing what's next.
All right.
Let's go. Thanks, everybody.